Right.
I mean, what we're establishing on.
But did he just say that it doesn't distinguish between?
Yeah, our, no, yeah, our regulations, yeah.
It doesn't distinguish between public and private.
So, right.
Right. But it's right. Also one of those things where there's not really any benefit for anybody else to even go through that other than. But that's not really, that doesn't really matter.
For a long time, and yeah. People walk right through your yard, right down to the beach.
But that's really not up to us to determine.
You guys aren't determining public or private.
That's right.
So you're determining with of easement.
That'll be the risk that they take.
That's right.
So it doesn't really matter to us on that. And as a matter of fact, because it's only applying to their property, then really we just have to decide if this is something that affects, obviously, the...
And it would be totally on their property. It wouldn't affect their house that they own next door.
Correct.
Because it's between your two houses, but it's all on one of its property.
Which house do you own next door?
We don't own the $7 million house.
Okay, so you're not the one.
Yeah, we're not that one.
They own this house over here.
Okay.
Yeah, we own that.
Yeah. This house.
Gotcha. And it's going to be between the two houses, but it's all going to be on
it's
the one.
It's going to be actually
the
right
lot.
Beside here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it won't be between the houses.
And you chose to make your easement, not that it matters too much, but you chose to make your easement on that west side because of the parking?
Yeah. Drive down the driveway and park.
Kept it simple that way.
Yeah, and, you know.
Okay.
Maybe a stupid question, but this is in a subdivision, and I'm assuming this is our subdivision regulations, and...
That's if they have CCRs on that, that's on them.
Well, no, I'm going back to the... We're making an exception for subdivision easements. This is in a subdivision, or is this...
Yes, it's in It's in the subdivision regs. Not the zoning regs. You're correct. In the subdivision reg, if you do an easement across your property, There's no distinguish between private or public easement. It's just the easement requirement.
Yeah. I think also that there's no requirement that they have to post a sign either that says... There's easement now exists.
Right. Yeah,
come
true.
One, come all.
No one's going to know.
No one's going to know it's there.
Yeah.
So, okay. You guys have any questions for her?
No, I.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anybody else who would like to speak on behalf or against this request? All right, then we're going to close this for board discussion.
I think that is exactly right. The only reason they're asking for this request is for the two cars to park there if that ever separates from those two houses. Because if somebody buys those two stalls or stall, they can park in her driveway and access their dock stall.
Which would be required to be able to document that even exists.
Yes.
So it makes sense.
I think so.
I don't think I followed that.
Corey, don't you think that's right?
Well, help me understand.
Well, because if when the time comes that they go to sell this, then there has to be proof that there's access to those docks.
From their parking spot.
Yeah, I think the issue they're going to run into, and it's not our issue, is if they're deeding it to they're giving an access easement to these individuals, once those individuals...
Those stalls. Whoever owns those stalls, well, is the way I understand it. Isn't that right?
Well...
The perpetual easement to the dock owners of permit number 7443.
Stall number one or two or three.
Yeah,
that makes sense. And that way, your
easement runs with the land, and the docks are private property, so it's going to have to be recorded against the real property. It'd be on their property, but if they're
only if it's challenged.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It doesn't really make
any matter to us at that point.
Yeah, that's something.
And if it's challenged, it's in record anyway. So,
I mean, I don't see any reason that we can't approve this, and probably should approve it because we're harming them by not approving it.
Exactly.
But well, and feels like we need to make a change in our own regulations to say when this is required. Not. I don't know that.
If I bought that stall and I gave $70,000 or $100,000, whatever it's going to be someday, I would want access.
You better believe it.
And it would be written to be that way. Yep. You know, but this would approve it to where she could do that.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think with that discussion, anybody want to make a motion on this?
I make a motion to accept it as its X.
As it's written.
Number 2026-004V, accept it as written.
All right. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Yep. All right. So we're going to move forward. And up next is 2026-005 variance. And then you guys can get with Cody later too, and he'll get you any details you need. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, Amber, can you pronounce this last name for me?
Mazaloo.
Mazaloo? Yep. All right. All right, so our next variance, 2026-005V, variance for density in C2 zoning district. Christian and Violette Mazaloos? Sure, I said that wrong.
You got it.
The subject property is located at 926 and 932 Keithley Road, Walnut Shade, Missouri, Jasper Township, Section 01, Township 24, Range 22, request. Christian is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 019.060 C2 bulk and density of use restrictions in the Taney County Zoning Regulation. The applicant is seeking a variance of one principal structure without public sewer water served by on-site septic on a minimum lot size of 2 acres. The subject property has two lots. Both lots are roughly 2 acres in size. The applicant is seeking a second single-family nightly rental home on each lot. The intended use is for nightly rental. Parcel number 06-1.0-01-000-000-004.003. Let me show you what we're doing. It's kind of a little complicated, but it'll make more sense when we get a visual. Okay, so got 176 today, and then Keithley. This is Highway 65. A little closer on the property. I think this used to be an old farmer's market, maybe, or
apple orchard.
Apple orchard. Okay.
Wait, where are we at?
So we got 170. Is that 176?
Yeah. That looked different just then when you zoomed that in. Okay, I know where we're at.
Oh, the old Highway 65.
That threw me off for a second. Yeah.
Day Road, and then kicking over.
Yep.
Got a few structures on it. I think three right now. This might be one we could ask. Looks like it is. So, A1 zoning all around them. They're C2. They've got a commercial use. Their proposed new structures are right here. They're going to be, like I said, like a little cabin structure. You guys got them in your packet. And with that, I'll bring up the applicant.
Hello. My name is Christian Robert Maslow. I'm the applicant in this situation. First time in front of a board, so I don't know really what to say. I'm just going to introduce myself a little bit. Been a resident of Taney County, Branson, for over 20 years. Worked in hospitality all my life. Held every position at a restaurant you can think of, from busboy to server to manager to general manager, regional manager. Both my wife and I worked in hospitality. That's how we made a little bit of money, and we bought this small farm with our earnings. We worked in hospitality, so we know a little bit about what the average tourist is looking for. We are trying to do an agritourism kind of a mini farm. It's a small farm. We have apple trees. We have a garden, flower garden. Folks visit the area. This is something different than most people usually offer. They come in. It's a kind of a immersive experience. They can pick some apples. They can pick some flowers. They can enjoy the area. They're not very far from Branson. We have a small resort right next to us, the brewery, Bear Creek Winery Brewery is right next to us. So there's several wedding venues around there. I think three or four of them right in that area. So we're, you know, kind of filling this niche with the nightly rental. We would love to be able to use the property a little bit better as it is right now. If you want to bring that up, you said you can ask about the structure. So there's a little greenhouse right there that you see.
This one? Or?
That's a little barn. That's just a pavilion. So it's just an open-air pavilion that we use currently to just, you know, park our equipment and tractor and stuff under. That one right there is just a greenhouse. Yeah, just we use it for, you know, seedlings and stuff like that and for the garden. So anyway, it's pretty straightforward what I'm asking here. So there's two lots there. One of them is 3 acres, the other one's 2 acres. The game plan for us is to be able to build a few small structures, just kind of to further be able to use the property for what we intended when we purchased it. Any questions?
What was the structure on lot two?
So on lot two, that's a small cottage there. It's just basically a one-bedroom cottage.
Okay. How many bedrooms on the proposed?
Each one of the cottages would be just a one-bedroom. We did a test with a gentleman that came in and like looked at the impact for the septics. He said it's possible for us to put septics there.
You had a perk test done?
We did have a perk test, and the results are in the mm-hmm. folder that I turned in. They said there would be no impact on the folks around me. I've talked to all my neighbors and asked them, you know, what they think, and you know, nobody had showed up so far to oppose. As far as traffic, I mean, there's already the brewery, so you got the traffic that we have in there, so it's really not impacting that at all. Any questions?
So the question is to split this into two parcels.
It's already two lots, two separate lots.
No, just to add the facilities the density is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to split it. You're just going to add two buildings,
correct,
one on each lot.
To add two additional buildings to everything that's already there.
Yes, one on each lot.
That's correct. Currently, there's only one septic, right, which is on lot two for the cottage, right?
The barn also has a small septic on it as well. The barn is not used for anything right now. It's just basically just kind of a shop. The people that owned the property before me did use it. It was a farmer's market, and they used it as such. And it's continued to be used as such. I mean, I'm just storing stuff in there, and it basically there's a use for.
Are you going to hook to that sewer? Are you going to put in a new sewer system for this?
So I went ahead and brought a gentleman to do the perk and see if I can put more septics, and they said it's possible. So I can put septics, or I can use that one. But I was just going to make the investment to go ahead and put septics for each
you
one.
You can't use an existing one for two properties.
There we go. So that's what I'm going to put new septics there.
So it's going to have to go through the sewer department here as well. To get a okay for that.
He's not getting sewer, he's getting septic.
So. Yeah, well, septic tank, I mean. It's still going to have to get a permit.
That is your permit.
Yes, so you're going to have to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. And you'll have to make that decision if it's available.
Well, first the challenge is he has to get an approval for the density first before it can
but
be
But that's the safeguard that I see.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, that and... The real question is, do we allow him to bring density?
Yes.
And what's the reason?
So we're only going to add two bedrooms to the project.
But it's two additional septics.
Yeah.
One per each cottage.
Yeah.
Which is probably has to because of the lay of the land.
How does the land lay? It goes downhill towards the brush.
It's kind of on the top right there, I think.
That's the top, it's the top of the ridge kind of basically.
Yeah.
So will anybody reside in that other house?
No. Nobody resides. We don't reside on the property. No.
So this is right now a nightly rental.
Correct.
It is a nightly rental.
Yes, he's got multiple nightly rentals already. He's wanting to add more.
How many nightly rentals are there on that? How many acre property?
Five acres. Are you doing nightly rental in the camper too? Is that what's all?
No, the camper basically...